Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Good evening. It is I. This is me, Samaj Sugar. Hope everybody's doing good. I hope everybody had a really, really good weekend. I did. I did absolutely nothing. I did work Saturday, so I guess I did do something. But otherwise, I did nothing. Just laid on my ass and did absolutely nothing. I hope everybody, again, is doing good today. It is Monday. This is going to be a 30-minute show. I know you guys are going like, here we go again. Last week, I do apologize. I did not do a show, but my baby had his birthday last week, so of course I couldn't do a show because of that, and that was the reason why I didn't do a show. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it, which is the truth. It really is. It was a really fun birthday. We did a whole lot. We had like a hard theme. It was real cool, you know, that kind of thing. But anyway, tonight's show is going to be about fear and the pandemic, and the reason why I brought this up, I had a topic that I was going to do today, but I didn't get together with my guest that's going to be on the show, so I wasn't able to do it because she and I were supposed to talk yesterday, and of course I got all into something else that we didn't discuss it. So that's going to be next week, and it is going to be in regards to domestic violence, and I won't get into too much of that because this is the month for domestic violence as well as bullying, which about maybe 1 or 2 weeks ago I did the bullying. So we will be doing the domestic violence. So the reason why this came up is because I was talking to a client today, and she was talking about all the things that are happening right now. And she was saying that, you know, she doesn't understand it. She's been on, I think she's like 70 years old. She's been on this earth for 70 years, and she just can't believe that everything that's going on. And I kind of gathered what she was saying and, you know, her fear of what's going on. And that, I think, is what's happening. And I'm not saying it's the reason we're getting so many things happening, like shootings and people just going absolutely ballistic, crazy. But I think a lot of it is fear. And I think it's fear of the unknown, fear of what we do know, fear of catching COVID, fear of losing your job, fear of a family member, you know, maybe passing on, fear of not having any food, because it's just been a little over a year, maybe a year and a half, that we were going through some major obstacles where we're in line. I remember being in line one time for food for about, oh my God, I think we're in line for an hour and a half. Me and my husband were in line and just scared to death that maybe we wouldn't have something to eat. We got in there and the tissue was gone out. And I'm telling you right now, I still look at you guys, some of you guys like half-assed, like what the hell? Like people are just getting so much tissue and getting all the bread, all the meat. And it was just craziness. It was honestly just craziness. And I didn't understand it. And then again, I did understand it because people were fearing, and I never got a hold of the tissue thing. I never understood that until I actually talked to a friend of mine, and she was like, well, you know, that's something that is a necessity, having tissue. And I'm thinking, okay, I get it. And I hope you guys are not grossed out, but if you doing your business and you don't have tissue, you can always get a shower. It's simple as that. You can always do a shower. And that's how my mindset was. But it was a lot of fear. It was a fear for me as well, because I really didn't fear getting the virus more than I feared not being able to go to the store and getting food and milk. And I feared not getting tissue. And the Lysol thing was like, because all of a sudden we found out that Lysol kills COVID-19. I'm thinking, okay, well, how would Lysol even know about COVID-19? And a friend of mine tried to have explained it to me that was a nurse, and I'm going, yeah, that's kind of weird. But I think a lot of what's going on now, it is out of fear. I think a lot of the shootings and a lot of people doing the things that they're doing, it's really out of fear, because you don't know what is going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen the next month, the next week, the next hour. You know, we just don't know. And there's so much going on. There's so much chaos, like all across the universe that we just, we fear so much. And now I feel a lot of fear. And the reason why I do is because I'm so scared of catching that, you know, that virus, that I've noticed that I'm sitting in my house more often than not. I used to love going to the movies. I used to love going to, you know, eat out, going to, you know, do different things with my family and trying to enjoy my life. I used to be like, love going to the gym. I absolutely adored it. It was so much fun. Not only because of the weight loss, because, you know, meeting people here and there. I used to attend church, you know, church gatherings and things like that. And now I've noticed that my fear is starting to cripple me to the point where I am at my house more often than not. And it is scary. It's a scary feeling. You don't know, you know, what tomorrow's going to bring, what's going to happen. And it is a thing of you can't catch your breath. At least I can't. It's hard for me to catch my breath because as soon as I walk out, I'm more aware of my surroundings than I used to be. I stand off from people more than what I, you know, what I used to. When people talk, I kind of like back up from them because it is a fear of catching the virus, and it's a fear of what's going to happen tomorrow, or, you know, what's going to be next. And I don't know, maybe it's me only. I don't think it is, because as she and I were speaking about it, you know, she said that she really just didn't know, you know, what tomorrow will bring. And I actually sell a product. I'm not going to go into detail of my job because that's not what this is about, but she was saying that she did not want to do 2 years. She normally does 2 years because she just didn't know, you know, what's going to happen and so forth and so on. So it is something that I think we all have a knowledge of it, a fear of it and what's going to happen. And I don't know. I just feel like overwhelmed with everything that's going on. I really, really do. I don't know if everybody can relate to me or see what I'm talking about or understand what I'm talking about, but I have two callers on the line. I'm going to take one call. Let me see here. Caller. Hi, caller. This is Sugar. How can I help you, hon? Who am I speaking to?
Peace and Romeo DiNatti. Peace and blessings.
How are you?
I'm well. I'm a first-time caller listener.
Oh, wonderful. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. Do you have any fears right now with everything that's going on?
I wouldn't say fears, but definitely there is an awareness, you know, dealing with the pandemic right now.
Right.
But it's, well, I mean, you still have a choice if you want to live your life or not.
True.
I'm of the fact that I'm still trying to live my life in the most comfortable way as possible.
Right.
But, I do still wear my mask when I'm out and about. I don't wear it 100% of the time. And the reason for that is I really didn't understand how they say, well, you have to wear your mask when you're going to a restaurant. But when you're sitting down to eat and drink, you know, they don't want you to have your mask on.
Yes.
So I'm like, are we chewing up the coronavirus? So that just really, you know, I just never understood that. But
right.
I do try to be respectful of others. I mean, but when you just, you know, I'm a person that kind of analyzes everything. So I just break mm-hmm. things down and, you know, with the 6 feet, but, you know, it's airborne, so it travels. So
right.
I just never understood that facet of the CDC warnings and things like that, because it just didn't make sense when you analyze it and break it down. But I wouldn't say fear. I would just say there's awareness. And, like, you know, if someone is coughing,
I look
the other way as well. Yeah. But, I, you know, I'm still out in the, you know, going grocery shopping. I'm a foodie, so I still go to the restaurants now that they're open. But I'm also a homebody, so when everybody was in the house last year, I kind of didn't notice because I was always in the house anyway.
It didn't bother you, right? See, that's me. It didn't bother me.
No, I'm an introvert.
Me. But it's funny that you mentioned that, because I was talking about that yesterday to a friend of mine, and she was saying, oh, I'm going to the restaurant, but you have to wear the mask until you get in there. I'm like, so what are we doing? Once you get into the restaurant, does it just evaporate? You know,
right,
is that what's going on?
Yeah, so I just you can eat it up.
Exactly, and that's how you think, because I'm thinking, okay, so you want me to come in with the mask on, but once I sit down, the mask is just magically taken off, and I'm like, oh, okay, so the virus is not in here somewhere. But yeah, I understand you, and I agree. Last year, I wasn't really bothered by it because I am a homebody, so I wasn't really bothered by it. But this year, I think what bothers me is the fact that I would love to go to the gym. You know, I would love to, you know, to attend church services, and now not being able to do that, like a pat, no, you can't. I think it makes me want to do it more because now I know I can't. Does that make sense?
Makes sense, yes.
Right. Well, sweetheart, thank you so much for calling. I hope you'd listen to next week's show. We're going to be talking about domestic violence. I'm normally here at 6 p.m. And I really thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, sweetie. Take care. Mwah, sugar kisses. Well, as he just said, he's a homebody like I am, so it really didn't bother him last year. But as I was saying before, it bothers me more this year. I've got another caller online.
I'm out here getting hoes, my nigga.
Hi.
You know what I'm saying?
Hello?
And bigs.
Okay, so basically what's going on is that, as I said before, I am truly kind of fearful a little bit. And as he said, it's not really being fearful, it's being more aware. And I think that is a lot to do with it, too, because I'm more aware of my surroundings than I used to be. Because at first, you know, go to a different place, not really worry about it, stuff of that nature. You know, I really had that idea that I have to be more aware now than I was before. And I think that has a lot to do with all of us at this point. Give me one moment. I'm going to take – I need some water. My throat is a bit parched. I need some water. Give me a moment. I'll be right back.
Georgia,
hello and welcome back. This is the Sugar Samaz, and our topic today, or tonight rather, is pandemic and fear. And we had a very, very nice caller that just called in and was talking about, you know, that he didn't really fear anything. It was more like a being more aware. I've got another caller online. We're going to bring them in. Give me one moment. Hi, this is Sugar. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, sis.
Hi, sissy. This is my sister, everybody. Clap. You better clap. You better clap. This is my sister. She's going to be on next week's show, as a matter of fact, and we're going to talk about domestic violence. Sis, are you in fear, or are you basically are going through, you know, just being more aware?
So I want to say that last year I didn't go to any restaurants. I refused.
Right. Right.
People were asking me to go, and I was like, oh, no, it's COVID.
Exactly.
I was like, oh,
exactly.
No, it's COVID. Oh, no, it's COVID. I can't go. So, but this year, of course, I am fully vaccinated, and I got the booster shot. So I've gone to 2 restaurants this year, and I haven't really been scared, but aware.
Right.
And they do tell you, oh, once you get to your table, you can take your mask. My thing is with that is as long as I am not close to another table, I'm okay with that because I don't know what's going on at that other table.
Right. See, I still fear it. I still fear it because there's a restaurant that I love, used to love going to. And we used to go, me and Angel, we used to go there and sit. And, you know, it was really, really nice. And we went the other day, not to go eat, mind you, but just because what we've been doing is Netflix and chill for us is going to getting food and then going in the car in the Jeep and sitting down and eating it. That's our thing. But when we got there, it was so packed, like back to back. Like so many people in there, and it was no distance at all. It was just so, and it's a little place anywhere because you know little places are normally really, really good anyway. And it's a Brazilian all you can eat. So once we got there, because we do get our food to go, it was like, wait a minute, it was so many people in there that if you turned around, you were basically hitting somebody. And I was like, no, this isn't no. Let's just go ahead and get. And one guy started coughing. And I literally, I'll admit this, I panicked and ran out of there because it was such a, you know, like, what the hell? I mean, he's just steady coughing. Now, mind you, I think he got something, you know, caught in his throat and maybe that was the reason. But I'm like, I'm like, no. You know, my whole body started tingling. I got really, really, you know, scared. And I hate thinking like that because when I cough, you know, I'm sure people looking at me like, why is she coughing? You know,
what
because that's just the right, exactly. And it'll be just something in my throat, and I'll try not to cough for fear that someone will look at me going, yeah, does she have the virus? Step back from her. Oh my God, why is she in here with the virus? You know, and that has a lot to do with it too. But yeah, I'm in fear. I'll be honest. I can say I'm in fear. I really am.
I think because of my job, of what I do, it I'm not as scared. I mean, because, you know, when the pandemic first started, you know, nobody couldn't go anywhere. They were like, can't go nowhere. You need to stay at home. Only essential workers could go to work. Well, I'm considered essential.
Essential, exactly.
So I've been at work every day since the pandemic. I didn't get the luxury of working from home. So, and I think as we learned more about COVID and me having to be at work, I think it made it better for me because we were constantly getting like all the research and people were giving us information because we were always at work. So, and I think that made us kind of calm down some about COVID, but, I still go to the grocery store. I wear my mask wherever I go. I don't go anywhere without my mask.
Exactly.
So I'm
still
a mask wearer. Even some of the stores that says that, you know, you don't have to wear your mask, I still wear it. No matter what. Yeah, no matter what, I still wear my mask. And the gym that I go to, it's a requirement to have your mask on while you're in the gym. And then you, once you're done working out on the machine, you have to sanitize it yourself before the next person gets on it.
Yeah, but who's to ensure that some people do that too?
True.
You know, who's to ensure that?
Yeah, but at the gym that I'm at, there's like five people walking around continuously sanitizing just for that reason.
Okay.
That's all they do.
All right, so that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, I was like, that's all they do all day. So that makes it, that right there made it better for me because I had stopped going to the gym.
Right.
And then once I found out that they were doing that, I started going back. But I don't go every day. Yeah, it's not something I do every day because it is still COVID. It's like, maybe I'll go twice a week. But I do other workouts at home. So,
so you have that
too. Scared, just being aware
of what's going on. Well, sis, thanks for calling. And we
really
got to get together for next week's show. We really do.
We sure will. Okay.
All right. All right. Love you, sis. All right. That was my sister, and she will be on the show with me next week. If you guys want to hear my show from 9/6/2021, you can listen to it. It was about COVID, masks, and vaccines. If you want to listen to that, it was a really good show. I had a gentleman that will be coming back on the show who's studying to be a nurse. His wife is a nurse, and he's going to bring on to the show a scientist too. So we're going to get a little bit more information. I have another caller on hold. Give me one second. I'm going to pull them in to our conversation. Hello, caller. This is Sugar. Who am I? I think I know who I'm speaking to, but who am I speaking to?
Hi.
Hi. I knew it was you.
How are you?
How are you?
I tried to disguise my voice.
Yeah, well, it didn't
work.
No.
I just wanted to say, when COVID first happened, so I work in childcare, so
mm-hmm.
I was a necessary individual, I guess.
Right.
So we worked the whole time. Our school, unlike the other schools that shut down for a little bit, ours never shut down. So it was Lysol, everything, masks, gloves, the whole bit for like the whole year, right? Even when I'd come home, take off my shoes, Lysol the bottom of my shoes, Lysol the door handle, take off my gloves, so on and so forth, right?
Right.
After the first year, we got lax a little bit. I still Lysol my shoes and the door handle and wash my hands when I come in, but I wasn't doing the gloves anymore, which is why I'd wash my hands all the time. But then I got COVID, and I have both vaccines. I didn't get the booster yet because I'm technically still COVID positive. I just need a break.
Right.
So, like, though I feared everything, and it was pretty bad. I didn't go to the hospital, not because I didn't need to, but because I'm stubborn, and I don't do that. But I'm not dead yet, so I'm pretty good. So I didn't go to the hospital, but it was still pretty bad. I still don't fully have my smell back. But after COVID, I feel like after it's happened to me, I'm more and less paranoid at the same time. Because
right.
I live in Houston, so like TT, my aunt, just said, we have everything here. There's a mutation of the virus. It's called Mu. Yeah. That's here. Why? I don't know, because it's Houston. So I'm paranoid to an extent because I can get it again and it might be worse because I've already had it. And once
right.
you already have a virus, when you get it again, it's stronger sometimes. So that's a fear. But also I'm more lax because I feel like, well, I'm invincible now. I could do whatever. I don't, because I live in Houston and people are dirty sometimes.
Right.
But I could. I do feel more comfortable, though, going to, like, the grocery store. I wear my mask all the time because when I had COVID and I was in the throes of being super contagious, I walked into the grocery store and I could count on one hand how many people had masks on. And I realized that I could easily take my mask off and cough a couple times and infect
a lot
of people. And realizing that made me realize how easy it is for me to get infected.
Exactly.
So I don't know if the mask is 100% effective, but whatever percentage it is, I'm going to keep that percentage for myself.
Well, I don't know if I talked about this on the last show, but I actually wear two masks. I actually wear, like, one that is the one that they wear when you go to the hospital and so forth, and then I wear, like, my little cloth one or whatever, but I
mm-hmm.
do wear two masks. And I feel a little bit safer with that, but even so, it's still like a fear of, okay, what if this person coughs or gets too close to me or whatever, because I had to – I was in line about maybe a month ago. I was in line, and this gentleman was like right on me, right behind me, and I had to turn around. And normally, I'm kind of a laid back person, but
mm-hmm.
before I knew it, I told him, "You need to back," because he was like on me, and he was like, "Huh?" Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "Huh?" It's like he didn't get it. And that was a time when they have the 6 feet. You know, in the grocery stores, and it was mandatory that was happening. And I was telling him, can you back up? And he still didn't get it. He did not understand why I was saying back up. And I had to tell him it is supposed to be 6 feet between. He said, oh, that. And he's like, oh, okay. And then he backed, up, he backed up with, yeah, then he backed up with an attitude. And, you know, the cashier looked at me and just shook her head like, you know, what can you do? And I'm thinking, okay, if you've seen him on me, but then again, I understand them too, because some people, you know, you tell them to wear a mask. You, I don't know whether you guys have heard about it, but last year, people were shooting people, you know, shooting people,
people
that were telling
that
them.
Here.
Right. Exactly. You know, don't, you know, you have to wear your mask and you might get shot just telling the person just to wear their mask. So I can understand their fears as well of not saying anything to these people because you may get shot because you're demanding for someone to wear their mask. It's just mind-blowing how people think. It just really, really is that you would prefer to shoot a person than just put the damn mask on. It's not going
to
kill you.
Well, people don't like being
store.
Told what to do.
Well, neither do I.
People don't like when you tell them what to do. But also, go ahead.
Wow. No, I was about to say, I don't like being told what to do either. But if it's something that any store, it, you wouldn't walk into a store barefoot. You wouldn't do it. Or you wouldn't walk, you know, walk in the store butt-ass naked. Even if you were nudist, you wouldn't walk as the says require clothes.
True.
Your ass is going to come in there with clothes on.
Yeah, and you're not
going to
argue about it either.
Right, exactly. If it says wear your seatbelt, I mean, some dummies don't, but if it says wear your seatbelt, you're going to do it even if you don't believe in seatbelts. There's a lot of things people don't believe in, but you still do it because that's what you're supposed to do. You may be the type of person, well, I want to just drive on the wrong side of the street today because I just feel like just taking a chance. Are you going to walk, run on the wrong side of the street? You're going to drive? No, you're not, because you know you're not supposed to. So it's just a bunch of BS. It really is.
I think the only good thing about this is it enacted the whole 6 feet apart thing, because to be very honest, people have a touching issue in this country. I said what I said.
Mm-hmm.
People don't believe in personal space and personal bubbles. And to be honest, 6 feet apart has given me great reason to keep people the hell away from me.
Yes.
It doesn't work in my job, unfortunately, because me telling a two-year-old, sorry, 6 feet apart, we don't get anywhere.
And you're
but
not going
people,
to get anywhere.
No, they laugh and get closer.
Of course they do.
They laugh and get closer.
Because they're kids.
But it
but
works
that's
for the grown folks.
That's the point. But, yeah, and I agree with you. There is there is a thing of people do not like to give you personal space. And it's funny you should say that, because when we go and we eat in the car, I've noticed it, and I've noticed it almost every time. People will drive right next to us. They'll park. And there'll be all these spaces that are available, and they park next to us. It never fails.
Just like their show about bathroom stalls.
See, that too. I'm here in my bathroom, and you decide you want to just come and, you know, in the next one. Why are you right in the next one? Do you need company? Do you need me to slide you some tissue? I mean, honestly, I don't know. Anyway, my show is almost over. I should have did more than 30 minutes. Be quiet. I know you're going to say you should have did more than 30 minutes.
You always say
sit.
That.
Yeah, I know. But I always do. Anyway, thank you for calling, my love.
Bye, Mommy.
Bye. Sugar Kiss. I always do this. I always say I'm going to do a 30-minute show, and then I apologize for the three other people who are on hold to talk to me. My apologies. I promise you next week I will do an hour show. I got home today. Well, I shouldn't say got home because I work from home, but after I got off work today, I didn't know what to discuss. I really was going to discuss toxic people. That is, you know, that's coming up too in probably maybe two more weeks. But again, thank you guys for calling and for joining me today. It was really, really wonderful hearing from you guys. And I promise you, if you want anything you want me to talk about, go to sugarsamaz@yahoo.com. That's sugarsamaz@yahoo.com. And just let me know if there's a topic that you want to hear. Until next time, mwah, sugar kisses. And please take care of yourself. Bye. I've chased, I've chased, I've chased, I've chased.